I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a conversation with Colonel Kerry Norman, commander of the U.S. Army garrison Fort Hunter Liggett, California, in Monterey County. A mere taste of Colonel Norman's diverse background with the U.S. Army includes service as Operations Officer, 82nd Airborne, Provost Marshal Military Reserve Command, and the Military Intelligence Readiness Command. She also served as Professor of Military Science at Seattle University. Raised in Northern California, Colonel Norman enlisted in the Army as a private in 1986 and received a direct commission as a second lieutenant in March 1992 with the 6th Army Presidio of San Francisco. Prior to taking command of Fort Hunter Liggett, Colonel Norman was Director of Strategic Initiatives, 104th Division at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, Washington. Did you ever imagine, here you were, Redwood City High School grad, where you would be today, that
No.
you'd be a colonel in the Army?
No. I mean, I started out as a private. I joined the Army Reserve. Never in a million years. It wasn't even in the realm of possibility that I would join the military. It just happened.
How did it happen?
It's kind of a stupid story, really, hindsight. But I was in Hawaii visiting my mother where she lived, and I was watching the TV, and I saw the Challenger blow up. And I have no idea why. At that moment, I said, I'm going to join the Army, just by watching that live on the TV. And it's not like it was an Army shuttle, but I just decided right then and there. And so I went over to the recruiters in San Rafael and raised my hand in Oakland at the MEP station and joined the Army.
Wow. And you joined as enlisted.
I did.
You won. So there was a game shift. Did you decide to go OCS?
Actually, the minute I hit basic training, I knew I wanted to be an officer. So I actually spent 6.5 years as an enlisted soldier. It took that long, and I ended up, believe it or not, getting a direct commission out of 6th Army, which 6th Army doesn't exist anymore at the Presidio San Francisco. And somebody thought that I might make an okay officer, and so they commissioned me.
That's so cool.
So here we are today. I feel very blessed. Mm-hmm.
So now you are commander of an Army fort.
Yes.
In the central coast of California.
Yes.
Wow.
How great is that?
I know.
I mean, one, you don't get to come back to the state you grew up in very often and serve. You know, I was selected for command. We go before a board and are selected to command, and I got my number one choice, which was Fort Hunter Liggett. And here I am in beautiful California, and it's funny because as I drove down, I was in Seattle at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and everything looked eerily familiar from my childhood. Mm-hmm. The beautiful Golden Hills, everything.
So you were comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they love it. The coyotes howl in the morning, they howl at night, and you see the elk, and it's just wonderful.
I think on a whole bunch of different levels, Hunter Liggett is one of the most special places in the California coastal region. And, like, even like you were alluding to, just environmentally, it's this place out of time. It's a timeless environment that has been untouched.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And the thing is, we're very good custodians of the environment. We do have some archaeological sites on the post, and I have a great environmental team that ensures that nothing is disturbed. But, you know, I love the outdoors. I love seeing all the animals, and we have bears, we have cougars, and I'd watch these science shows, and people say, how elusive the cougars are, and we had one not too long ago.
I saw that somebody took a video that they were letting them back
it's
out.
Fantastic. Or, you know, in fact, at one point, he got underneath the car of one of the police officers and just sat there, and I said, well, tell him not to get out of the car, for sure. But, no, I mean, it's just a diamond in the rough for training and just overall the beauty. I mean, you just can't beat California.
And, you know, let's stay on topic. That's another thing that a lot of people don't realize. It's not, they don't assume environmental issues are on the radar of the military, let alone an army, but very much so.
Oh, yes. And, you know, it's not just Hunter Liggett. Every single installation in the Army, and I would probably guess the entire Department of Defense, there's something that somebody is monitoring to ensure that they're kept okay, basically, and they're protected. And like I say, I feel very blessed with the team we have. And I will tell you, the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines that come to train here, they are so wonderful about ensuring that they don't harm anything. So it's really great. I mean, you know, just the entire force is very cognizant, and most of them love animals and the nature. That's why we're in the Army.
So let's talk about primary military missions here at Hunter Liggett, because again, most people don't know this fort exists. It's 26 miles to anywhere.
Well, you know, it's funny because growing up in Marin County, I never knew it was here and had no idea.
And people on the Central Coast, they might know the name, end of story.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, I can go to, you know, Monterey and I say, they'll say, where are you at? I said, I'm at Fort Hunter Liggett, and they look at you with a blank stare. It is a well-kept secret, but it's not really a secret. We don't want it to be a secret. It's just people are not cognizant that it's here.
And I think part of it is because Camp Roberts, you see from the 101, but you have to come to Hunter Liggett.
You do, and you're exactly right. Camp Robert, it does border the highway, and you see all the signs when you're going down the 101. But yeah, we're about 25 miles off of it, and so it's a little. But we get a lot of tourists, believe it or not. They actually stay in the Hacienda, which was William Randolph Hearst's hunting lodge.
And that was built or designed by Julia Morgan.
The same one that did the castle. Or San Simeon, depends on who wants to. I call it the castle, but and you know what? Our kitchen is exactly the same as the one at San Simeon, and we've had members of the Hearst family come out here.
I was told that it also served as William Randolph Hearst Ranch headquarters.
Yes, I've heard hunting lodge, party lodge, ranch headquarters. I think it's probably whatever Mr. Hearst wanted it
whatever
to be.
Whatever his mood was.
Yeah, whatever his mood was and whoever he was entertaining. We also have one of the missions right outside, too.
Once again, out of sight, out of mind, off the highway.
Yeah.
So many people don't know. They've heard the name, but they've never been to Mission San Antonio. And fortunately, it is now off base, so a civilian can drive there without having to go through the gate.
It's off of what we call cantonment. It's still on the post, but that part of the post is actually open to civilians. And you can not only stay at the Hacienda as a civilian, you just have to get through the gate with your insurance and all the proper ID, but you can also stay at the mission. And that's very relaxing, and they're lovely people over there.
That's good to know. I did not know that. That's a great story.
I mean, there's no TV or phone in the room, but that's, you know, sometimes that's what you want.
Well, only because people are waiting for you. I'm going to let you go, but I promise I will be back and we'll dig deeper.
Well, great. Yeah. And it's just wonderful to have you here, another Californian, you know, both Northern California folks.
So where does your Upper Peninsula come in, your family?
Well, no, I actually was a commander at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin. Oh,
right.
Cross. And like I said, my mom is actually Canadian from Ontario, kind of similar. My name's Colonel Carrie Norman, and I'm the garrison commander.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.